All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Better Than Ever. Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
You might
the
be.
The horniest went up to like 11.
Good afternoon.
At least say it.
Good afternoon.
To Nick.
Tyler Yaremcha must go to Cinco de Mayo.
Ty, why won't you kiss me?
Better make them better with.
Let's turn it down. Let's get to the podcast. Welcome. Hello. How are you? I hope you had a wonderful Christmas break. Happy New Year. All of that shit. Just kidding. Well, I give a shout out to the audio department, as always, to kick off the podcast. Go check them out at theaudiodepartment.ca. Of course, you can get some studio time right on the website. Just book on in theaudiodepartment.ca. Of course, they work to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential and share their message through sound and story. Theaudiodepartment.ca. Are you excited? Of course you're excited, because it's Better Late Than Never Day. That means it's Wednesday. Your work week is 60% of the way done. And now we are sprinting towards the weekend. It's kind of nice too. Most of you didn't work on Monday, did you? No, you didn't. It's a day off. It is a day off for most of us. There's work to be done. There's work to be done. Wanye is calling me right now. Just recording. BLTN will call you back. There, try to get him in before I hooked up my phone to the roadcaster. I was just going to loop him in on the podcast, talk a little biz with Wanye, but it didn't work out. I'm not fast enough. I got to figure this out. Maybe I think that I should just keep my phone always connected to the roadcaster, just in case anybody calls. If it's a robocall, I'll do that. If it's my old man that calls, I'll do that. Maybe that's the move. Maybe that's what we're gearing up for here in 2024. New me, or new year, new bag milk. Probably not. Mostly the same bag milk. Although probably 5, 6 to 10 lbs heavier after the holiday season. I ate everything. I really did. I ate everything. My goal, my New Year's resolution in 2024 is to not go to the gym. So far, going well. Vowed to drink more. So far, I haven't had a drink yet in 2023. Nation Christmas party tomorrow night, though, so that will probably change. We shall see. I was thinking about doing some of the most common New Year's resolutions this week, and maybe that's just where we'll start. A lot of people like to set New Year's resolutions. I think they're dumb, because if you weren't doing it 4 days ago, you're not going to do it now. I laugh how many people probably signed up for gym memberships that they're only going to use a handful of times and then they're just going to pay the gym the full year and only go there once. According to ABC News, 38% of poll answerers, survey answerers, 38% of them said they would like to improve their finances in 2024. Here's my advice on that. Live within your means. Pay off some debt if you can. Don't buy shit that you don't need. Won't make you happy. 36% said they want to improve their mental health. I like that one. 34% said they want to lose weight. As I just mentioned, I probably could use a couple of LBs after the way I've been eating the last 2 weeks. 32% said they want to improve their diet. I can subscribe to that. I can absolutely subscribe to that. According to Forbes.com, am I going to be allowed to read this? Yeah, I do have enough. I have a free article where I can read this for the podcast. 62% of survey answerers via a one poll survey, 62% said they feel pressured to set a New Year's resolution. Listen, let me absolve you of that pressure. You don't need a New Year's resolution. Like I said, I don't set one. They're dumb. Overall, 48% say improving fitness is a top priority in 2024, while 36% cite improved mental health as a top resolution. I would say they might, in some cases, go hand in hand. Feel better about your body. Feel better about yourself. Get outside. Go for a walk. I went outside for with Frank for a walk. It was lovely. Most people cite improved fitness as a top resolution compared to improved finances, were 38%. 20% of respondents say they keep themselves accountable when it comes to sticking to their goals. This is a massive drop compared to last year's survey, which 77% of respondents said they will keep themselves accountable. So from 77% in 2023 to 20% in 2024, that's a major drop. So we're setting resolutions here, people, and we're not even following through. I can tell you 100% I'm going to follow through on my resolution. Over 80% of respondents feel confident in their ability to reach their goals, and only 6% lack this confidence. You love that, don't you? You wake up January 1st, you go, listen, this is a new year, new me. I'm going to be the picture of health that I always dreamed to be. And then 3 hours later, you are downing a 2-liter Coca-Cola. Think of how much sugar is in there. 49% of people plan to use a fitness app for assistance in sticking to their resolutions. Be it a diet program, gym membership, habit tracking app, a diet or calorie counter app, or a meditation app. 86% of respondents say their New Year's resolution will have a positive impact beyond 2024. Some of the most common New Year's resolutions, according to Forbes.com, improve fitness, improve finances, improved mental health, to lose some weight, and improve one's diet. Some of the other ones include make more time for your loved ones. I like that one. Only 25% of people say that. The other 75% of them go, you know what? I see you enough. Fuck those people. 12% want to stop smoking. Can appreciate that one. 9% want to learn a new skill. I wish that was higher. I think if I was going to set a new resolution, I'd want to learn a new skill. I don't know what that is, but I would like to learn a new skill of some kind. I did tell me Mrs. I wanted to play my piano more. I think I probably touched it in total once in 2023. So I want to change that in 2024. Is that a New Year's resolution? Not really. From there, improve work-life balance. Work-life balance for me is interesting because it's a matter of perspective, right? What I feel is a balanced life, work-life balance does not mean what you think is an ideal work-life balance. What are your goals? Do you want to be the richest man on earth? Do you want to be the richest man on earth and knock Elon Musk from his throne? Chances are you probably are not going to do it. But if you do, your work-life balance is probably going to be very low on your priority list. Meditate regularly, 5% said that. Travel more, 6% said that. I want to travel more. I would love to travel more. I really, really want to travel more this year. I do get to go to Toronto twice this month. Maybe I'll talk about that later. Meditate regularly. I wish I could do that. I've meditated regularly for about a full year before I lost the habit, and it was really helpful. I should get back into that. Maybe I'll set a New Year's resolution of remembering what I used to do. 3% say drink less alcohol. 3% also say perform better at work. So Forbes.com, there is your most common New Year's resolutions. Did you set one? Hit me up in the voicemail. Hit me up on socials. Hi, my name is Bag Milk on Instagram, JSBM Bag Milk on Twitter. I'm on Threads. I'm trying to engage on Threads a little bit more. Let me know what you did. Let me know what you picked. Because we just got out of that time of the year where it is basically a flat circle. You know, that 10-day period, week-long period, whatever your work schedule kind of works out to be. Between Christmas and New Year's, it's what day is it? What time is it? Am I allowed to drink a beer now? Am I allowed to have a glass of wine? Yes to the answer is all of those. Okay, no problem. It's a weird week. Every year, it's a weird week. Going back to the office yesterday was kind of a grind, not because I don't love my job. I do. But just, I was really in a rhythm of working from home last week and then going back into the office and be like, ugh, traffic. Puh. You know? Traffic. One nice thing that I did get. Normally I'm not a big... Drop my pen. Bear with me, people. Drop my pen. One thing that I don't normally do, because I don't normally care, is Boxing Day shopping. Or Boxing Week now. It's going to be Boxing Month here before we realize it. I bought myself a king size bed and I'm very excited about it. I've been wanting a king size bed forever. If you sleep in one at a hotel or whatever, you just go, man, there's a lot of space in here. And with a missus and with me dog, queen size just wasn't working for me anymore. So I ordered one on Boxing Day, got a really good deal on it. It's supposed to be delivered to my house tomorrow. Very excited. I want to know what you're like when you sleep. If you're like me, don't touch me. I'll give you a quick cuddle. I'll give you a high five, maybe a pat on the back, and then I will see you in the morning. That is how I like to sleep. Don't touch me. Don't bother me. I don't want you around. So, hoping a king-size bed will help that. Is there a bigger... like, I want a shack-size bed, but unfortunately, I can't fit that in my house. If you ever seen Shaq's bed, you should go look at it. Very funny. I'll wait here. Ready? Go. All right. It wasn't all good news, though. Before I get to the news, I just... sucks. Take a breather. Okay. I lost one of my favorite aunties on December 30th. She'd been battling cancer for a very, very long time, almost 7 years actually. And then fucking finally got her. Sucks. It sucks that I have to say goodbye. So I gotta be, I don't know. I'm distracted. My head is distracted. So if this episode sounds a little wonky, that's part of the reason why. Fuck cancer forever. She put up a hell of a battle. She put up a hell of a fight. She was a great woman. I'm very sad about it. Just as, you know, I know I'm sure a lot of you listening to this probably have experienced it before. You might be dealing with it currently. You have maybe in the past, or you probably will in the future. And cancer is a ruthless, evil fucker. And I'll say bye to my Auntie Joanne. And she was a great woman, one of my favorites, just an absolutely hilarious person. Part of a big reason why my sense of humor is the way it is probably because of my Auntie Joanne. And it sucks that I had to say goodbye last week, but fuck cancer forever. You know, she put up a hell of a fight, hell of a fight. And I'm going to miss you. Let's get to the news. The news is brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. There's one thing better than making, better than sharing memories, that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Join us on the Nation Vacation to Arizona coming up next month on the Family Day weekend. NationGear.ca has got all the details. We're going to go watch Edmonton take on Arizona in a tiny little barn. It's going to be a great, great weekend filled with the best internet friends you didn't know you needed yet. We've got two options for you. We got the full trip if you want to jump on the plane with us. We've also got the flightless option if you already are down there, you want to make your way down there on your own. Doesn't matter. Come join us. We're going to take over that teeny tiny little barn. We're going to make it an Edmonton fan zone. That's what I've decided. And Alberta Blue Cross are going to be covering the travel insurance on that for us. They're going to make sure that we get down to Arizona and back safely and with some fresh memories in mind. Starting off, I got to say shout out to the Edmonton Oilers for a sixth straight victory last night over Philadelphia. Amazing, frankly, that the Oilers are looking the way they are, given the way the season started. And it's not that we didn't know they had it in them, because of course they did, but they started off so poorly that you just went, what is happening right now? Who are these people? What is this? And why are my eyeballs hurt when I watch it? Well, those days appear to be gone now. The Oilers have won 14 of their last 17 games. So 16 of those games were under Coach Knobloch. One win under there under Woody. R.I.P. Woody. But they're playing really good hockey right now. And not only are they playing really good hockey, they're keeping the puck out of their net. Stu's performing well. They're also getting contributions from throughout the lineup. I'm going to talk about Warren Fogle and Ryan McLeod in a minute. They're playing the way we expected them to play when we were all calling them Stanley Cup contenders earlier in the season slash in the offseason. You know, last night's game over Philly, while it wasn't perfect, the Oilers came away with a 5-2 win. They almost coughed up a two-goal lead, ended up scoring three straight after that to close out the victory. But let me tell you, if this was in October and the Oilers were up by two and then they coughed up two, they would have lost that game if this was in October, right? They would have absolutely lost that game. And what's frustrating to me is that there was a bunch of wasted points earlier in the season, especially now when I look at the standings, and I'm going to cover that in a sec. We should be in the mix with the top teams in the Pacific. But the Oilers needed a month to get up and running. And that sucks. But the good news is they're rolling now, including last night, a 5-point performance from Connor McDavid as he not only hit the 900-point plateau in 602 games, he kind of sailed past it a little bit. He's got 903 now. He became the fifth fastest player to ever hit 900 games. He did it in 602. That is faster than Sidney Crosby by 75 games. Amazing. It's amazing that we get to watch him on a daily basis. It's amazing that we get to watch him do his thing. And it's amazing that he always seems to get better just when you think he's reached his peak. One thing I have to mention, though, if we're talking about Connor getting to 900 points, is that Sportsnet last night during the broadcast, they made graphics to mark the occasion, which is what you would expect. Connor McDavid, 602 games played, 900 points. Fuck yeah, Connor. Then you look at what Wayne Gretzky did. You look at what Wayne Gretzky did. He hit 900 points in 385 games. Like, what? How is that even possible? I wasn't old enough to see Pete Gretzky. By the time that I was really getting into hockey, Gretzky was on his way out. He was basically playing with either the St. Louis Blues. I do remember with the Kings, though. He was basically playing with the St. Louis Blues or the New York Rangers. That's the Gretzky that's most, that sticks out in my mind. So to see where he was averaging almost 3 points per game, wild. It's like 385 games for 900 points. What? How is that even possible? It was. It was. What a time to be alive that must have been. What a time to be alive. Another guy that started to pick it up. Leon Draisaitl has 6 goals in his last 7 games. He now has 18 on the season. He has 42 points in 35 games. It's funny to think that we were talking about Leon struggling, even though he was on pace for like 95 plus points. We're spoiled with these two guys. We're spoiled that they do this on a regular basis. When you go, oh, Leon's not even on pace for 50 goals this year. What is he doing? It's wild. But now 6 in his last 7, he is looking more like the guy that has a Rocket Richard trophy. He's looking like the guy who, or no, he didn't win a Rocket Richard. He was one off. He's looking more like the guy that won the Art Ross and won the Hart Trophy. He is looking like that guy again. And I could not think of a greater gift for the Edmonton Oilers than to have Leon Draisaitl engage warlord status down the back half of the stretch. Or down the stretch drive. I'm fumble fucking my words here. I'm excited about Leon Draisaitl is the point. The Oilers have 47 games left on the season to try and not just get back into the playoffs, but make some noise once we get there. And having Leon run the way he is right now, whew, mama, that is going to help that significantly. What a gift that would be in 2024 to have Leon Draisaitl running the way we know he can. And when I look at the playoff picture, Right now, as of Wednesday, January 3rd at 4:30 p.m., the Oilers are 1 point back of Arizona Coyotes. 39 points for the Oilers, 40 for the Coyotes. 39 points for the Oilers, 40 for the Coyotes. The Oilers have one game in hand. The Nashville Predators hold the top wildcard spot. The Oilers are 4 points behind them with three games in hand. So the games in hand help. Obviously, you have to win them or they don't mean anything. But then I look at the Pacific Division. They are now 6 points back of the Los Angeles Kings, though they've played an extra game. The Oilers have played 35. The Kings have played 34. The Kings 4-5-1 in their last 10. Vegas 4-6-0 in their last 10. Vancouver's kind of rolling right now, 7-1-2 in their last 10. Those teams, Los Angeles and Vegas, if they keep kind of stumbling the way they have, they're catchable. But we need to look at this in steps. The Oilers won 14 of their last 17 games and are still sitting at least 1 point outside of a playoff spot in a wild card position. Crazy, man. When you have the loser point, the Bettman point factor in here, it is way tougher to make up ground. So the answer is...
Are you going to state the obvious here? What's the answer, Bat Milk? You have all the answers, don't you, dum-dum?
The answer is to keep winning. Keep winning. You can't have losing streaks. You just got to keep winning. Two-game losing streaks are going to happen. Losing back-to-back happens. You can't let it turn into a third. I think that's the bigger kind of point here as we go down the back half of the season. Other players that are performing really, really well. Zach Hyman, he's on pace for a 50-goal season. Who would have ever seen that when he signed here as a free agent? Before Zach Hyman came to Edmonton, his career high was 41 points. 41 points. He's going to probably score more than 41 goals this year. The fit that Zach Hyman has been at Edmonton is absolutely marvelous. You know, just remarkable. My boy Ryan Nugent-Hopkins settling in as another third of the best line in hockey. He has 18 points in his last 13 games. That's 6 goals, 12 assists. He had 3 points last night, two nice goals, I should say. That line is absolutely buzzing. But Bergman, they both play with McDavid. Yeah, you know what? A lot of people have played with McDavid so far in his career, and not everybody has found a way to make it work. Those two, making it work. And the reason why it gets to work is because the second line is playing not quite as well, but pretty damn close. McLeod, Draisaitl, Fogle. Whoever saw that trio as a unit that would be making damage? Well, let me tell you, they are. They absolutely are. Ryan McLeod, there was a period in this season where he looked like he may never score another goal. That's just what he looked like. He looked like he was never going to score. I kept calling him Fast Zamboni. That was my nickname for him. Was it nice? No. But is that what I was calling him? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In his last 6 games, Ryan McLeod has 5 goals in his last 6 games. He's shooting the puck more. He's getting rewarded for it. Warren Fogle had a 5-point game the other night. 5 even strength points, no less. No player on the Edmonton Oilers, that includes Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, have scored 5 even strength points since, are you ready? Sam Gagner had an 8-point night. That's ridiculous. Fogle, McLovin, you're probably pricing yourself out of an extension here in Edmonton, but you know what? Heat up down the stretch, my boy. Either you are going to be a contributing member to this team going down the stretch and into the playoffs, or you are going to raise your trade value as part of a bigger deal at the deadline. I will tell you that. By the way, I don't think McLeod's getting traded at all. Or not McLeod, McLovin.
He might get traded, you know.
He might. I don't think it's going to happen.
Why not?
I just think that the Oilers like him. I think he's a fit. If he can keep playing well alongside Leon Draisaitl, what's the rush in trading him?
Because you could get a value for an expiring asset.
I get that, but at the same point, the Oilers are trying to make noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they could try and get a better piece than Warren Fogle. It's the $2.75 million, man. If you could package that up with something else and get a better winger for Leon Draisaitl, come on, you got to think about doing that.
All right, Satan, come on, get your sense out of here. My point here is that we are looking good nearing the halfway mark. The halfway mark of the season is coming up next week, by the way. So it's one of those things where the Oilers have time to make the moves that they need to make to get up into the standings and get back up into the mix, but they are running out of time. They've got time until they don't have time. And as we approach the halfway mark of the season, I'm trying to think of two guys in particular. Who scores first? Who scores first? Connor Brown or Cody Ceci? It's a mean game. It's a rude game. But it's a fun one. Should we do a goal draft? A BLTN goal draft? Who scores first? Connor Brown or Cody Ceci? Leave me your pick. Neither guy scored in 2023. I can tell you that much. I'm not trying to pick on them. It's just that's what happened. Cody Ceci played. Connor Brown did not. Life's unfair. That's pro sports, baby. Let me know who scores first, Connor Brown or Cody Ceci. It is a mean, rude game. And then to wrap up the news, I want to talk about the schedule. The schedule. It is a weird one this week. The Oilers played last night, 1-5-2. Thank you, over in Philadelphia. They don't play again until Saturday when the Ottawa Senators, who are struggling mightily, by the way, coming to town for the late game on Hockey Night in Canada. So a little 3-day break here between games. And then from there, next week on Tuesday, we've got the Blackhawks, we've got the Red Wings, and we've got the Habs. Those are three winnable games next week too. And then on the 16th, we've got the Laughs, we've got the Kraken, and we've got a Calgary. There's winnable games this month for the Edmonton Oilers. I will tell you that right now. I will tell you that right now. So where do they win? Or where does this win streak end up, I guess is the better question. Can they win all of them? They got 11 games in January. Can you win them all? Yes. Do I think they will? Yes. Will they be on a 15-game win streak if they win all 11 games? Because they won last night? Yes. You're telling me you don't want to see a 15-game win streak? Of course you do. That's how we're going to wrap up the news. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Maybe just get yourself some benefits. You know, treat yourself.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Bagged Milk. Meanwhile, you should like and subscribe. It's the right thing to do.
Provided that you are 19 plus and can do so responsibly, let's talk a little betting for our friends at Betway. I have been red hot lately. Red hot. And I know it doesn't happen very often. So what I'm doing is I'm very much appreciating this run that I'm on right now because I know it could turn the other way in a hurry. It happened most of November. You know, when you bet on the Oilers on every game day and they suck real bad, you tend to lose. But right now they are rolling and I am absolutely raking it in. So the first one I want to talk about is against the Anaheim Ducks. Tyler Yaremchuk and I both jumped on the Oilers to win every period. Meaning, if you think of each period as its own game, they had to win each period. So if the first period was 1-0 Oilers, they won that period. But if it was 2-1 Anaheim, they would have lost that period. Make sense? Even if they win the game? The Oilers won that, and it was plus 725. That was very nice. That bet turns, if you had a $5 unit on that at plus 725, that turned it into like $42 or something. So you take it all day. Last night against the Flyers, I had one of those ones that is also not quite as juicy, but equally lovely to see. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl both to score at plus 330, or plus 300, I should say. That is all the money that I need from my little bets that I'm making. Is it life-changing? No, because my unit size isn't that big. I only bet $5 here. But when they come back with the frequency at which they did that time, so in the case of Oilers to win every period and McDavid and Draisaitl both to score, $10 turned into $70 with the win. Those two bet wins. What's not to like about that? Sorry to Betway that I'm doing so well right now and I'm getting you to pay me out on all kinds of bets. Why? Because I'm 19 plus and can do so responsibly. And you know what, Betway? I'm going to keep the bets coming as long as you keep winning or let me win. And as far as Betway is going to say, they go, Bag Milk, you're 19 plus, you can do so responsibly. You keep playing, my friend. We're happy to pay you out. Just don't win too often. You don't want to bankrupt the whole company. And I go, oh, really? Either way, I'm having fun right now. The Oilers are winning. Ultimately, that's the most important thing. But when you can throw a couple of shekels down, make it a little bit more exciting, and you get some wins in there too, how can you not have a good time with that?
Do you want sausage? We've got sausage for all your needs here at Better Late Than Sausage. We've got all sausage for all your needs. Oh, for God's sake, I'm doing it again.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For Trilogy Oldfield Rentals, it is time for the Righteous Sack Beating. This is where we aired our grievances. It was Festivus last week, after all, and even though it has passed, we've still got grievances to air. And Trilogy Oilfield Rentals are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oil field disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain units, full-time operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. This is when I get to press this button, and I tell you what kind of tools they have.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drills tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tool for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
I don't have a righteous sack beating this week. Fuck cancer forever. Like, is that annoying? Yeah, it is. 100%. But for the most part, I don't have anything to complain about too much this week. But thankfully, our boy Nick has an RSB, so he's going to be doing the guest RSB for our friends at Trilogy Oilfield Rentals.
So, Baked Milk, I had a little guest righteous sack beating. This could also be a bit of a keeping it 100. I do not understand how something like this exists in 2023, almost 2024. So, my family has a little cabin in the Flathead Valley in Montana. I don't know if you know where that is, Kalispell, Whitefish. It's on the west side of Glacier National Park, so it's really close to Canada. It has happened to me or my father, not once, not twice, but three different fucking times, we have gone to try and pay for something, only for the transaction to not go through because our credit card is Canadian. I was driving home for Christmas. I bought a meatball sub at Subway, and I had to shell out all the cash I had because Subway, a multinational corporation, a huge fast food corporation, would not accept a Canadian credit card.
Wait a minute. I've never heard of this before. I travel to the States quite often. I always use my credit card. Interesting. I find it interesting when Americans come up to Canada for a holiday or a vacation or whatever, and they would be like, can I pay with American cash? And you're like, I guess. You're going to get back Canadian change. And they go, blah! I've never heard this before, Nick. I feel like you need a better credit card. But then again, I'm talking out of my ass. Just because it hasn't happened to me doesn't mean it doesn't happen, you know?
The fuck are we almost in the year 2024?
The year
of our
Lord.
And there are, like, machines that will not accept credit cards from Canada. I mean, it's one thing if you're, like, in the middle of Alabama. This place is literally an hour from the Canadian border.
Hmm.
Like, my family went to go see the Iron Claw movie. Which is a fantastic movie, by the way. Iron Claw is fantastic. We had to pay cash because the movie theater, which is a big chain, I might add, would not accept Canadian credit cards. What the fuck?
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
Nick's fired up. I don't even know what to add there. I've never had such an experience, Nick. I wish I knew how to help you. Unfortunately, my credit card works all the time, no matter where I'm at. Shout out to my credit card. It's not like I have a fancy one either. It is a no-fee cashback card. Not at all fancy. It's not one of the ones where you go, you qualify for this, whatever. No, I don't pay fees on my cards. Interesting. Does anyone else know what Nick's talking about? I just don't. And I apologize. I really, really do. Nick, I'm sorry. You deserve better. You deserve a meatball sub and not have to pay cash for it. Though, since we're talking about meatball subs, how much are they these days? Why is it when you go to Subway, everything is so expensive? Like, if you get a combo, right? A foot-long sub with a drink and the chips or a cookie, whatever your preference is. That is at least $20 now. When did that happen? I sound like old man yelling at clouds right now, but back in my day, you used to be able to get a sub for $11. It's bullshit. And now our credit cards aren't working. And they're sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. I don't know. Whatever. You know? Whatever.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Better Late Than Never. And Donkey Volley is a fucking dickhead.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The voicemail is looking for a sponsor. Doesn't have one. So this week's voicemail is brought to you by Nick's credit card. You can try and scan it, but it won't work. If you're trying to steal from Nick, you're going to have to come up with some kind of phishing scheme for his email, I think, because his credit card won't do shit for you. Anyway, Nick, the voicemail dedicated to you, my friend. First up, Captain Felton, what do you got to say?
Hey, BM, Captain Felton here. First off, the elite of elite flavors of dinosaurs is the green one. You're absolutely wrong with your take.
It is not. Hang on. Green is either third or fourth. You got the four colors, right? You got red, you got orange, you got green, and yellow. Now, green and yellow, to me, I can flip back and forth. They can be three or four, depending on the day. How fresh are the dinosaurs? But green, number one, Captain Felton, I'm deducting 5 points from your friend score.
In the worst. Also, I just wanted to say I'm so excited to be joining you guys on the Nation Vacation coming up to Phoenix. That's going to be an absolute blast.
Yes.
Tyler suggested on Monday the real life episode that you guys might be thinking of doing an ONR with a live studio audience.
Yeah.
While on the Nation Vacation. So I thought I might send you an audition tape for an intro. P.S. podcast confessions. I sometimes too do multiple takes and write out my ideas. So to everybody else who does that, all good with me.
There's a lot of you doing that. A lot of you in the same page doing multiple takes in the voicemail. Captain Felton is amongst you. Here I am over 30 minutes into this podcast. You think I've done multiple takes? Hell no. It's got ad reads in here. I'm spinning a pen in my fingers. I'm drinking a sugar-free Coke. It's not my favorite. I didn't buy these. It's in my fridge, so I drank it. Anyway, next up, Ari, what do you got to say?
I would like to share in Nick's sentiment that he does multiple takes for his voicemails.
What is this?
I also do multiple takes for my voicemails. So that last one was about five or six, seven-ish. Apologies for stealing the Rogers Raptor Red event bit last week, Nick. I was feeling festive.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Oh, I didn't do voicemails last week because I did the episode with Gene Shorts. We didn't do any voicemails, so some of these have no context of what they are anymore. There's a bunch of old ones, so if I just buzz through your voicemails, because it's probably old, at least 2 weeks old or something, so we'll see how we go. Another one from Captain Felton coming in. How many takes is this, Captain?
On location in Phoenix, Arizona, it's Oilers Nation Radio Live, starring Tyler Yaremchuk.
No.
Liam Horan.
Wait, why did they get top billing? I came up with that podcast. Oilers Nation Radio is my podcast, and they're getting top billing on my podcast. This is bullshit. Robin,
Nation Dan.
I'm last.
Rick, featuring Jay Downton.
What?
Kennedy's Trash. It's Woz. Musical guest, Meat Watcher, and your host, Bagged Milk.
I was going to get offended just there, but he saves the best for last. I know what you're doing there, Captain. You save the best for last. The host, me, Bagged Milk. I get fired up sometimes.
Is your Volvo, folks? Hey, we've got all needs for all your Volvo fucking needs. And we've got Volvo cars and Volvo ears and dogs. Volvo dogs. Yeah, just fuck's sake, just buy our dogs, will you, for God's sake?
Volvo sells dogs, according to Donkey Volley. I've never personally seen Volvo selling dogs, but if Donkey Volley says they are, then I have to believe him. He is my ambassador of truth on the podcast. Nick, this is your voicemail after all. I tried charging your credit card. It didn't work for the payment of the voicemail sponsorship, but are you going to allow people to plug these companies in your voicemail, Nick? Are you?
Do you like chickens? Everyone likes chickens.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
Come back to Edmund's Chicken Factory. Because we've got all chickens for all the family, and for God's sake, we're overrun by the bastards. I mean, for God's sake, someone, fuck it, it's turkey season. Fuck it, we can't sell a fucking chicken to any sort of piece of shit.
Chickens this time. It was Volvo the last time. Derek, you're up. What do you got to say, Derek? I've got a feeling the rest of these are Donkey Volley as well. I'm looking at just, they're very short, you see. Albeit anonymous voicemails coming in the Nick's credit card voicemail. I'm going to guess that they're just randomly plugging other things. So I'm going to come to Derek and I will mix you back in, Donkey Volley.
Hey, Bag Milk, Derek here. So I think it was Nick that asked the question about cool Oilers merch that you have. And I have a bit of a future wall I'm building with some game use sticks and cool. A couple of signed photos and stuff like that. But easily my coolest, most irreplaceable piece of Oilers merch I have is an Edmonton Sun newspaper from 1984. From the day after the Oilers won their third game in the Stanley Cup Finals series against New York Islanders.
Sick.
It just says one more time on it and in reference to one more window in the Stanley Cup. And it's so cool, so vintage. My friend's grandpa collected newspapers from pivotal events and she gave it to me when he passed away. And yeah, I have the whole newspaper. It's got some cool stories about the Gulf War and Jean Chrétien. There was a scandal with him or something like that. But yeah, that's easily my best. Yeah. Bye.
One more time. You thought it was referencing the Oilers' ability to win another Stanley Cup, but what I know is that the Sun was actually promoting Blink-182's new album One More Time. It just happened to be decades in advance. You know, they weren't even a band yet at that point. They formed in 1992, but amazingly, the Sun did know that in 2023, they would have a comeback album called One More Time. It would hit number one on the Billboard charts. It is fantastic from start to finish. It's amazing that the Sun had that much foresight, to be honest. It really, really is. What kind of random business would you like to promote this time, Donkey Valley?
Well, despite previous efforts, I'm still here, and I have not been swayed by other podcasts wanting my voiceovers. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Better Late Than Never. From Scotland, hey, you want some haggis? Hey, you're right, pal.
I would like to try haggis, I think. I know it's disgusting. It's like a meaty kind of thing made in a sheep's stomach, I believe. Something like that. I'd like to try it, though. I'm adventurous in that way. Very, very adventurous. Kyle the Embalmer, you are up.
All right. Hello, BM.
Hello.
It's Christmas Day. It's currently that lull.
It's Christmas Day. I saw you on Christmas Day. Funny that you were sending me voicemails hours before we got to hang out. Interesting.
I mean, the kids opening their gifts and cooking food, or getting food cooking, and everyone's showing up here. So I figured I'd just leave a quick message about what I hope that Santa brought or brings for the Oilers.
Please.
I would like four to nine game losing streaks for every team ahead of the Oilers in the standings.
That'd be nice. That's a good one.
I think that would be very beneficial for the Oilers.
That would be tops, they might say.
And also for sports memorabilia, I don't know how out there it is, but I do have a signed Zach Stortini hat.
See, now we're talking.
For some reason, I really liked Zach when he was around, even though in hindsight, he was kind of a plug, but I still really liked him at the time. So other than that, Merry Christmas and see you in the new year, Milkers.
Zach's Stortini signed hat. I know a guy with a Zach Stortini jersey, and anytime he wears it to Rogers' place, the feedback he gets is hilarious. Everybody that sees it goes, oh my God, when did you buy that? More importantly, why did you buy that? You know? The next credit card voicemail continues with, I'm guessing, another one from Donkey Foley.
Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to Better Late Than Never. This is Donkey from Holland. Yes. Hello, good afternoon. It's almost like, hello, good afternoon, is a slight music culture. Yes, of course. Anyway, good afternoon, and Merry Christmas to all of you and to all your families. So, yes, and why is your mic going off? For fuck's sake.
Dutch Donkey. Sounded very similar to, was it Gold Member? I don't remember what the Austin Powers character was. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Was it Gold Member? I know that was the movie, but was that what he was called? I feel like it was. Anyway, Donkey Volley sounded like him. I might as well just get this one out of the way, too.
Anyway, forget the accents. This is the donkey to all of you. Merry Christmas, you bunch of sexy cocks.
Mm.
There you go. Love you all. And here's to another year of absolute nonsense. Hello. Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas to you, Donkey. I hope you had a great New Year's as well. Very, very grateful for your contributions to the podcast over the last year, and really since it started. I know I laugh at your messages and when you're plugging Volvo in the next credit card voicemail. But ultimately, where else are you going to do that? You can't just call into a radio station and go, hey, I'm here to plug the Volvos. And they're like, well, Volvo doesn't pay for ads here. And I go, well, you do it anyway. Because I'm in control of the soundboard, right? Ari, what do you got to say?
Today is December 26th. It's also Colby Cabe's birthday. So happy birthday and rest in peace. Gone but not forgotten. And once an Oiler, always an Oiler, right?
Shout out to Colby Cabe. When I think of Colby Cabe, I think of that game, that goal he scored against the Penguins. That's the one I always think of, and the smile and the jubilation on his face. Shout out to Colby Cabe. Definitely gone too soon. Shout out to you for remembering that, Ari. That's a really good voicemail.
Hey, welcome to the Donkey Sneeze once again.
Damn it.
Merry Christmas, twats.
Damn it. The sneezes are back now. Ugh. Well, you can't win them all, Donkey. Bless you, by the way. We're continuing on the Knicks shitty credit card voicemail. Here's Ben.
Okay, so...
What was that? Were you licking something? Like, I don't know if I like that.
Good news and bad news.
All right.
Oilers are on two-game winning streak, playing tonight.
Old voicemail.
Bad news, they're playing at 8:30.
Ah.
I'm not staying up till 12 to finish the game.
You should have. It was a good one.
I'll maybe watch the first or second period.
Well, that's all you needed anyway, really.
But... this is going to be a quick RSB. Yeah. You got to listen. I get the NHL like wants to do the scheduling or whatever for blah, blah, blah. But honestly, it can't be that hard to make them at like, oh, dang. Never mind. At like, even 7, I'm fine with. That's still annoying. But 8:30, really.
And I'm with you, Ben. I don't like the 8:30 starts either. Unfortunately, time zones exist. And 7 o'clock start here would not work at 6 p.m. in San Jose. He just doesn't. San Jose seems to always get later games, like an extra half hour added on. I think it's because nobody can get out to that arena. I might have just made that up. I feel like I just made that up. Oops, wrong one.
Good afternoon.
Oh, the doctor, you know, again.
I, for once, have a philosophical question.
Please.
For you, the dear listeners, of Better Late Than Never. How many owls does it take to a man to see in one day, or a woman? And one day, let's not genderize the 24 hours on the clock. Oops. Yes. How many owls would it take for there to be a genuine problem where you go, oh, fuck. One owl, I ring my dad. Going, hey, guess what, Dad? I've just seen that all day. He's going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, great. You've got any other news? No, it's fine. Just seen no. Two owls, oh, problematic. Three owls, I'm basically ringing my mother to tell her I love her. Shit kicks off.
How many owls would you have to see in a day before something is wrong or you felt like something is wrong? I'm trying to think the last time I've seen an owl. We're talking years here. An owl out in the wild? We're talking years. Years. Have I seen an owl in the wild? Certainly I have. Certainly I have. I feel like I have. Maybe I've just been watching David Attenborough talk about owls, and now I feel like I've seen owls. If I see more than one owl, I'm just, what's going on here? If I see two owls, we got a problem. If I see three or more, hell, if they're in a, what is a group of owls called? Like, I always like that crows, when they travel as a gang, it's called a murder of crows. If there's a murder of owls, I'm getting the fuck out of Dodge, I'll tell you that much. Great question by Donkey Volley. How many owls would it take to rattle you? I don't know. Ari, you got an answer?
Hey, congrats on that king size bed, my friend.
Hell yeah.
You deserve it. That's what I like to see, man. Let's go. Let's go.
King size bed. Nobody touch me. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I might even do the Chalmers. If you listen to the Real Life podcast, you know that Chalmers and his missus, Chalmers and his wife, they do two duvets on their king size bed. Do I need to get a second duvet? Maybe. I think I want to try this. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it. You got me again. Thank you, Ari. I'm excited about the king size bed as well. Bless you to Donkey Volley. Ben, what do you got to say?
I think that guy would be a great fit for us. He's a young, cheap goaltender who's put up great stats.
I feel like a message that you left either did not come through or got cut off somewhere, because I don't know who you're talking about. Who's the young goalie that the Oilers could go get? Is it Stuart Skinner? He's looking pretty good these days. Owen, what do you got to say?
What's up, Bag Milk? Just listening to the pod. You guys were talking about how the kids these days aren't drinking and how expensive drinks are at K-Days and stuff. And, well, I...
So that podcast I did with Gene George last week really did make us just seem really old. I listened back to a little bit of it as I was driving, and I was just like, fuck, I'm 38 going on 70, it seems like, in that podcast.
Great. First of all, drinks are ridiculous. I'm not from Edmonton, I'm from Calgary. But that Stampede, I was paying $13 for a beer.
Yeah, it's a lot.
In the summer, which is ridiculous. It's a can, like a tall boy, okay, maybe. But like the can, like, fuck off.
You're paying $13 for a normal can at Stampede? Man, I knew there was a reason why I didn't go Stampede beyond my hatred of Cowboys.
Anyway, you're saying how the young kids don't drink, and that's just not the case. The thing is, we can't really afford to drink most nights, so we go to the specials. Like, I work at Cowboys in Calgary.
Do you? Hang on. Do they still have 25? Oh, I guess it's illegal. You can't do 25-cent draft anymore. Damn it.
I get cheap drinks all the time if I go out. But we've got our 75-cent draft night.
75 cents. Yes. Yes. I mean, it's not as good as 25 cent draft, but you can still get banged up for 75 cent draft. Here's the thing though. That stuff is pure poison. I don't know if Owen's going to tell me what it is after in the following 35 seconds of this message, but that stuff is pure poison. It's going to rot your insides, and you have to have a game plan when you go in and drink the cheap draft at Cowboys. I know the one here in Edmonton is closed, but I have been to the one in Calgary. Yeah, it'll do. Back to you, Owen.
And we do our $5 shots and whatever, and that's what the young kids take advantage of. And we also pregame the shit out of everything. Like, pregaming is, if you don't pregame, you can't afford to get drunk.
Yeah.
But if you pregame, you buy a nice little bottle of vodka, rip six shots before you go out, then you're already buzzing. And then you only got to buy three or four drinks when you're out to keep the buzz going. Yeah.
Here at Better Late Than Never, we do not encourage binge drinking. No, you have one drink and you call a cab and you go home and go to sleep. From Owen and myself, please drink responsibly. Continuing on the next shitty credit card voicemail, we have got an anonymous voicemail. What say you, anonymous person?
Good afternoon. This is the donkey with a New Year's message for us all. No, that's easy. Never mind the accent. I hope you all have a bloody great year. It's been an absolute pleasure to be part of the Better Late Than Never community. Whatever I've done, I haven't done a lot, but yep.
You have.
I'll even wish New Year's to Deuce, but stay on. Anyway, I hope each and every one of you hearing this has a bloody good year. And here's to 2024. Fuck. That sounds weird. Roar. Kraken!
It does sound weird that it's 2024, you know? I remember celebrating the year 2000. It was the millennium back then, you know? I had a Big Bear that night. Do you know what Big Bears are? They're 40s. They used to cost $375. That's how I could afford it. So Owen's talking about how the kids drink. That's how I used to do it. $375 for a Big Bear. One, or heaven forbid, two of those in a night. Again, here Better Late Than Never. We do not encourage binge drinking of any kind. You will drink responsibly. You will take public transit home. And you will fall peacefully to sleep in your own bed. Right? Right.
Righto. So, I haven't left a message since last year.
I didn't think I was going to hear from you today, Dukes, and I was actually getting a little bit offended. Just down to my core. Just a little bit. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to hear from Dukes this week, and it makes me a little sad.
Nah, but on a serious note, the dogs have heard me come to the kitchen, and they want to get treats from me, so let's give the dogs a treat.
Of course, they deserve them. They're very, very good boys.
Man, fuck, I don't know. Yeah, get to the point, Dukes, you dickhead. Man, honestly, I'm ridiculously excited to think about how close my trip to Edmonton is. Someone messaged me after New Year's and said, oh, dude, so you'll be here like next month. And I'm like, oh, in my brain, first of all, I went, ah, it's fucking ages away, man. You know, it's like a pipe dream type thing. I'm like, nah, shit, man. It's literally next month I'll be in your city, in your town, in your whatever. Danger Suede's been helping me find some sweet, sweet digs. I'm a poor, well, not real. I'm a tired ass, so I don't want to spend too much money. But it's going to be, you know, the two-starest place money can buy. Sorry, it's given my doggies tablet so he doesn't have seizures and die in the middle of the night. But yeah, it's going to be as close to Jasper and 105 as possible, somewhere in that area. Once I have the full address, I'll let you all.
I assume this next message is also from Dukes, planning a little get together for when Dukes arrives here in the city.
Nice. Right, so I didn't mean to ramble on to get long enough to get that one cut off. But listening back to it, that was probably a really good place to cut off because, yeah, I probably don't want to let you all know exactly where I'm staying because wherever, I assume most, you know, hotels, Airbnb, whatever the fuck I stay in,
have policies against, you know, inviting 20 people over to who want to fight you and then like fighting, you know, in the living room and breaking stuff. But, yeah, I'm sure I'll be out and about. I'll whatever. We'll work shit out as it gets closer. But don't worry, everyone. If you've ever wanted to punch me in the face, you're definitely going to get your chance end of next month or even, you know, this the first few days in March because I'm not leaving till the 5th. So, I don't know, whatever. Buy me a beer. Buy yourself a beer. Buy a glass bottle of beer and smack me in the face with it. I don't know. But one thing I do know is fucking let's go Oilers and play La Bamba, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you, Dukes. It's going to be here before we know it. Very, very much looking forward to having a beer or several with you. It's going to be good. The Oilers are bumping right now. Let's hope they continue it on for when you get in, because there was a time when you weren't sure if you were even going to come because the Oilers were kind of shitty. They've turned it around. Now we need you, Dukes. We need you, and that's how we're going to wrap up Nick's shitty credit card voicemail. There you have it. If you're in the U.S., you can't use Nick's credit card. You want a sub? GTFO, homie, unless you got cash. Or payments of the flesh. Don't do that. They don't accept that at Subway, as far as I know. That is going to do it for episode 124 of Better Late Than Never. We're kicking off the new year. I'm very, very grateful. Let's grow the podcast. I'm going to do another hoodie giveaway here at some point soon. Looking forward to growing the podcast. I'm going to have more guests this year. Promise. I really am. I'm going to try and schedule it. I'm going to make it happen. But in the meantime, I want to say thank you to all of you for making the podcast possible, for making me have arguably one of the best hours of my week every single Wednesday that we get to do it together. And until next week, or we're overdue for an emergency podcast, aren't we? I feel like we are. But until then, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to say goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.